Well, thanks, guys. And it appears that the book has closed on the 2017 NFL draft, at least for the Eagles. They have selected Washington defensive tackle Elijah Qualls in the sixth round. Greg, not a lot of people know about Qualls. He's a really intriguing player. I thought he'd go a little bit earlier than he did at this point. Tell us about what you saw from him on film.
Let me tell you something. He is one of the most intriguing picks in the draft and most intriguing prospects. Because when you look at this kid, he's under 6'1", and he weighs over 300 pounds. And when you just see his body, if you don't know anything about the player, and I didn't when I put the tape on, you'll look at him and you say, nah, this guy, he's not going to be a very good player. And then you watch him move, and he has incredibly light feet. He's almost ballet-like at times. I'm not saying this as a joke. You feel like he should be on Dancing with the Stars. He has that kind of movement. And the other thing you notice, he lined up all over the defensive line. In the semifinal game against Alabama, he basically played stand-up outside linebacker the entire game.
Yep.
And he can really rush the quarterback inside, whether he's a one technique or a three technique. He has dynamic quickness and feet for his body type.
Yeah, if you're a college football fan and you were watching Washington late in the year, you knew about that secondary. We got Sidney
right.
Jones, you know, Kevin King, Buda Baker. Well, in the front seven, they had so many injuries, and for that reason, Qualls had to line up, whether it was nose tackle, three technique, defensive end, stand up. He stood over the center at times as a joker. He lined up all over the place, listed about 320 pounds during the season. He came in lighter than that at the combine.
He was a running back in high school, and yeah. So that speaks to his feet and to his movement, and you saw that when he rushed the quarterback.
Yeah, no doubt. And when you talk about how he's going to fit in this scheme, we know it's all about attack, attack,
yeah.
attack. So you're going to see that penetration. Now, we don't want to compare him. He's a sixth-round pick. We're not going to compare him to Fletcher Cox, the former 12th overall pick. But look at what he's asked to do here, Fletcher Cox, as he's forced into a one-on-one matchup, and he's just asked to beat the guy in front of him.
Well, you know what's interesting about that play, too, is that speaks to, you look at a guy like Qualls, very athletic, because of the wide nine and because of the way the Eagles play their front, particularly in passing situations, you give inside guys two ways to go. And Qualls has the quickness, the lateral quickness and the juice to work with two-way goes. And that's the thing about him. He's so athletic and so light. If you give him that kind of opportunity, and you saw that at Washington, by the way, in a number of games where he would rush the quarterback from the inside, and he didn't win with power the way you would think a guy, you know, with his body type, because
yeah.
he's built low to the ground, he would win with quickness and speed.
Yeah, no doubt. And whenever I watched Qualls, one of the big things that stood out to me about him was his competitiveness. I mean,
yeah.
he was relentless. We
yep.
talked about that with Sidney Jones. We talked about it with Rasul Douglas. We talked about it with Derek Barnett. All the sideline to sideline
yes.
plays, Qualls was constantly chasing the football, and they're asked to do that in this scheme as yeah. well. Watch Fletcher Cox here on this
yeah,
play.
And again, your point is correct. We don't want to say he's Fletcher Cox. I mean, Fletcher Cox was a top 10 pick, and Fletcher Cox is one of the best defensive players in the National Football League. But what we're trying to get across here is the kind of traits that are demanded within Jim Schwartz's 4-3 defense. And when you watch tape of Elijah Qualls at Washington, you see those kinds of traits. And that's why he's a pick for the Eagles. He's a later-round pick because the body type isn't quite right. He's not quite as tall as you would like, obviously. You know, the weight maybe is a concern for some.
No defensive tackle in the last 5 years has had arms shorter than his
right.
in terms of being drafted.
I think
drafted.
His arms are
yeah.
under 31
yep.
inches. So there's certainly reasons why he's a sixth-round pick, but he was a fun guy to watch because
no
of his feet, given his body type.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
A very intriguing pick for this defensive line here in the sixth round of the NFL draft.